Unit 10. Education. Reading, page 121. Cooperative kids. The concept of cooperative learning is alien to all of us who were taught the traditional way. But it offers our children the adventure of finding their own answers. Di Lilford reports.
If you took a doctor from the 19th century and put her in a modern operating theatre, she would have no idea what to do. But if you put a teacher from the 19th century into a modern classroom, she would be able to carry on teaching without pause. The idea remains that students are empty containers, which the teacher fills with knowledge, and that all students have to do is listen and write.
Education consultant Alice Miller says,
"This approach does not work in today's changing world. We are not teaching creative problem solving. We encourage competition, believing that this brings out the best in people."
But this is not so. She goes on to say that the teacher's role is no longer to feed students with information.
"The facts are available in libraries, on CD-ROMs and on the internet. What students need are the skills to find this information, to use it and to think creatively in order to solve the problems of our world."
Miller believes that cooperative learning is the future of education and thinks of it as the best way to encourage responsibility, tolerance and helpfulness towards others. In cooperative learning classes, the traditional classroom physical layout is abandoned. Pupils learn to work first in pairs, then in threes, and finally in teams of four. Students are required to participate actively in discussing and shaping their own knowledge. The teacher, who is still very important to the process, becomes the helper rather than the master. Arnoud Brombacker, head of the mathematics department at Westerford High School, says,
"The incorrect assumption that many people make about cooperative learning is that it is merely group work. It is much, much more. With this technique, most of the time in the classroom is spent teaching them these skills, life skills."
Brett Melville, a 17-year-old pupil at the school, agrees.
"You learn the same material as you would using the normal method, but this way you learn how to work with others at the same time. In our class, we are given enough time to discuss issues and problems in detail."
One teacher, Lynn Geddy, has been using cooperative learning in her classes for 2 years. She says,
"This year we have several pupils in the class who can hardly speak a word of English. I was tearing my hair out wondering what to do, but I need not have worried. The children's response was amazing."
All in all, it seems that cooperative learning turns the classroom from a competitive arena into a place where learning facts and life skills is both more fun and more effective for pupils and teachers alike.